course, what I've wanted and all along, what we've been pushing on, is to get management, because the director shouldn't be doing this, Mr. President.
Yeah.
This is the job of management.
Yeah. And we got Charik.
We got two now, and they're going to get some more, I hope, very quickly.
Yeah.
And that's where the six men he's talking about, the directors don't go around to this kind of thing. This is a management job.
Yeah. You want to get up some sort of an answer, which Pastore could make if necessary to him, that we could print at the same time that this is printed?
Yeah.
He'd be the best fellow, I think, to do it.
All right, we'll do that.
Good.
This would be printed, what, Friday? So
if it is, we're going to try to kill it, but I'm just thinking if we fail. It doesn't have to be voluminous, but it would be. And then I suppose we would have to brief our directors before they go up there for confirmation, so that if this is going to be printed, we'd probably have to have a meeting with them, in which you and Ted Sorensen and so on could go over some of these points, which would be made by the committee if Graham's charges are made that could be answered, particularly Charik and Van.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right. We'll do that.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hello?
How are you?
Good.
You got a statement you might make tomorrow in connection with unemployment?
Just about.
The reason it has gone up by 0.3%.
Well, the largest factors in it are a substantial increase in the workforce beyond
why would that
normal.
Be in the winter?
We're trying to figure out what it is. As nearly as we can figure it, most of the largest increase is in connection with applications for part-time employment. Now, these are two figures that jump around pretty badly.
Yeah.
And the increase in the workforce is 700,000. Most of which
is... How long a period?
Oh, in 1 month.
My God.
Now, most of that is seasonal. It always jumps between January and February, but it's about 200,000 too high. The part-time employment requests make up about half of this. Teenagers make up about half of it.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying to you is that these are three. The workforce figure, the part-time figure, and the teenagers are all three of them figures that jump around from month to month.
Yeah, so we
get it. But it's hard to bite into anything more than that. And
well, you're going to say something about our programs?
Tie it in with the tax program, the youth unemployment thing.
Yeah, what else? Youth unemployment, tax, what else is that? Education, I would think, don't you think?
Let's see. We'll try to work in a tie-in on that. I gather we don't say anything yet about accelerated public works. Is that right?
Well, I think we accelerated public works. I think we've got to wait on that.
I think that's right.
You know, and then we added another month. What? Is that vocational? Well, you can. You know the stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure I see the tie-in on education.
Gotcha.
I'll see. But
well, the only thing I was thinking of about skills, I don't know, maybe not.
Permanent and the unemployment thing we've got to tie it in with, too.
Yeah, maybe not education. But
I think that's a little hard.
Right, okay.
Okay,
fine.
We'll do. We'll check it
thank
over
you.
There.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay. Boston gives them a pretty good little issue.
Yeah.
Can't we do something about that?
Yeah, well, actually, this whole damn thing is up in the air now. Guys like Muskie and others, guys, by the time I put together all the inquiries we've had today, I think it'll probably cover the whole waterfront, and we'll just have to review this entire operation. I'm going to...
They didn't clear this at all, did
no.
they?
No. Well, it was a rather, very frankly, it was just a stupid operation all the way. I've got Mahaffey on the other line, incidentally, who has just come from the governor.
Yeah.
And, of course, he said the governor, it's the old story that he never said it would get you in 64, and reporters have called him off from all over the country, and he has denied he has said that.
Yeah,
that he still insists that Arkansas Flyers participated in the invasion, however.
Yeah, well, you tell them what they did is they participated in the training down there in Nicaragua, Guatemala, but they didn't fly in combat.
Yeah, that's what I had told him initially. That's what he told the governor, and the governor said, well, hell, he wasn't quarreling. He said, the governor's going to call me later tonight, but he said, hell, I don't want to get in any...
Well, why don't you just tell them that what we want to do is just put the goddamn thing to rest.
Right.
So whatever they can do down there to just shut it all up is fine with us, that the guards issued some statement about it. He can just say that they were... He can try to cover his tracks, and we'll try to end it.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Right.
And then we ought to get this thing straight. Now, I don't want it around that we're taking business out of Scranton, which is depressed up to... So I think we ought to put out a statement saying that we're holding up, or the Secretary of the Treasury ought to put it out in the morning, we're holding up all these transfers.
All right.
Because I just think it's stupid.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yes,
Secretary
please.
Dillon, please.
Yes, thanks, friend.
Thank you.
try to get George Paul.
Yeah.
Hello?
Mr.
Fowler on the line,
Miss
Lincoln.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hold you. Listen, this is a goddamn thing of Kaplan's is causing us a lot of headache.
I'm just rubbing my head from all over the place, yes.
What is how can they be that dumb over there? Will you tell me that? I mean, Christ, to take something out of Scranton and put it in Boston, which is a depressed area, just making it easy for the governor down there and everybody in Pennsylvania to say we're taking care of Teddy. I mean, are they out of their minds? What, save $1 million 4 years from now?
Well,
he doesn't have any goddamn sense. He may be a genius, but he doesn't have any sense.
We're
eating it.
The real question, I think, is whether my own suggestion, sir, would be this: that we get him to answer this tomorrow. Let's see how much follow-up there is from fellows like Cotton and Rockefeller. And see if this is a 24-hour wonder and whether it passes off.
Scranton is the one that really bothers me more than New York. Because, you know, they've got such a bad unemployment situation.
Well, it's a very minuscule number. I'm getting him to, I've had him on the phone for the last hour, getting me every fact I can get my hands on.
Was he aware that this would have a bad repercussion, or did he think everybody's going to...
Oh, yes. We went into this in great detail about what the consequences would be, and I had him go up and see everybody in God's name about it.
I wish he'd talk to O'Brien. Did he talk to O'Brien?
I don't know whether he talked to O'Brien or not.
Well, you tell him in the future to talk to O'Brien? Christ, I'm the one who gets all the hell in these things. Kaplan doesn't. So the only problem, so make sure that then at least we got responsibility if it goes wrong. Now, I think that we ought to consider tomorrow issuing a statement saying that by the secretary, in which he says, or Captain, that this matter is going to be reviewed and there'll be no action will be taken until the review is complete. Then you could put it to rest for a couple of weeks, and then we could eat it if we had to.
Well, there is, of course, this line to take. Let me just cite you the New York situation to take one. Actually, there are 776 people in that New York office. 602 of them are going to be retained. 174 are marked as surplus. No taxpayer services are being transferred. And then, of course, this is all part of a program for economy and efficiency. Now, that's the general line of answer that would be given to Rockefeller to his telegram to you. Question of whether we get out a press release on that, or whether...
I don't care so much about Rockefeller. He's always yelling about economy and efficiency.
That's right.
In the government. But of course, the unfortunate thing is they're moving it to Massachusetts. That ties in. But I'm more concerned a little about Scranton. That's got about 170 people.
No, I think it'll turn out to be just about, maybe less than that. I don't have the Scranton figures. I've asked...
Well, would you consider, in any case, then, that you an announcement, what you and I talk about it tomorrow, but this is what... We might have either Kaplan or the secretary say that this matter is going to be reviewed. There'll be no changes made until the review is completed. And then that would, that might, then we could always eat it if we had to. But let's consider that in the morning.
All right.
I don't want to have a lot of people in Pennsylvania thinking we're screwing them for Teddy.
Yeah, well, they couldn't really on the
No, but you know how these emotional matters get going.
It goes to Philadelphia and to Pittsburgh, the people from Scranton.
They go to Pennsylvania. They stay in Pennsylvania.
They stay in Pennsylvania. And they're just a few, we keep an office there.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that when I get the facts in hand,
well, get the facts on Scranton. That's the one that disturbs me.
We can deal with that one.
Detroit, we're going to take care of anyway because we've got a commitment on that. But I'll talk to you then tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I'm on top of this just as fast as I can have been for the last hour or two.
Good.
When it hit me. I've been buried in the tax bill, so I just wasn't on top of it.
Right on.
Right.
Right on.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Mary Wyler.
Yes.
That letter is addressed to the President of the White House,
uh-huh.
Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It's dated January 23, 1963.
Okay.
Dear Mr. President,
mm-hmm.
on October 15, 1962, you appointed me as an incorporator of the Communications Satellite Corporation in accordance with the provisions of the Communications Satellite Act of 1962, period. Thereafter, I was elected chairman of the incorporators, period. I found my service in this capacity to be a thoroughly rewarding experience.
Oh, my service.
Sorry.
Capacity.
I beg your pardon?
In this capacity to be
a thoroughly, mm-hmm. thoroughly rewarding experience.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cold. Maybe I'm not speaking clearly.
Oh, yes, you are.
A paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
I have contemplated for some time, comma, and have so informed you and the incorporators, comma, that as soon as the chief executive officer for the new company has been selected, I would relinquish my duties, period. This selection should take place shortly. Paragraph. The organizing effort has made excellent progress toward the fulfillment of our task, period. In view of this, comma, and for further reasons of health, comma, I believe it advisable for me to resign as an incorporator, period. I therefore submit my resignation as of this date, paragraph, thanking you for your many past kindnesses. I am respectfully yours, Philip L. Graham. One L in Philip.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks an awful lot.
You're welcome.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.